My guest at this time is Joe Hicks. He's a member of the Project 21 Black Conservative Leadership Network. He is also the former executive director of the Greater Los Angeles chapter of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, which, of course, was founded by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And as we observe Martin Luther King Jr. Day here on Monday, we want to get thoughts from Mr. Hicks on what Dr. King would probably think about race relations right now in this country and what lessons from Dr. King we'd be smartest to apply going forward. And, sir, thanks very much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Greg.
Well, it's obviously been a very difficult last several months when it comes to race relations in this country. You've got the Ferguson story, the NYPD tragedy from late December. How do you think Dr. King would be reacting to this? Obviously, he saw similar things play out under different circumstances in the 1950s and 60s. What would he be thinking if he watched this unfold right now?
I think he'd be greatly disappointed in what he saw taking place over the last several months, possibly even going back as far as the Trayvon Martin shooting. You know, Dr. King was about some very real kinds of things, getting the ability of black Americans to vote, allowing people to access public accommodations, getting rid of discrimination in employment, on and on, a list of actual real things that were getting in the way of black Americans participating fully in this society. When you look at the kinds of things that were propelling these mass demonstrations, it's generally been about, either in the case of Trayvon Martin, a shooting that had little to do with larger civil rights issues. Certainly in Ferguson, you had a man that we now know virtually attacked a police officer and lost his life in that process. And a guy on the streets of Staten Island, who was engaging in sort of petty level of criminality, selling loose cigarettes. So those aren't exactly heroic figures, and I'm not saying any of those individuals should have lost their lives, but, it's a very different kind of thing. And I've had people ask me, is this the rebirth of the new civil rights movement? And I say, I hope not, because when you have people marching through the streets of New York chanting things like, what do we want, dead cops, when do we want them now, Dr. King would have been appalled by that. You know, so I think we've got separate things going on. I think we shouldn't confuse the two, because accusing police departments all across the country that have virtually embraced diversity in many cases, except Ferguson was a very diverse police force, but police have largely embraced that, and to some blanket accusation of racist cops in America is to me just a bit over the edge for me, frankly.
Mr. Hicks, this next question is obviously very tough to answer, but how do you think he'd be evaluating those who present themselves as black leaders today? Some of those folks were around back then. Jesse Jackson, John Lewis, Reverend Lowry to some extent. So what would he think of how they're handling this now?
Well, you know, almost except for John Lewis, Jackson's frankly a fading star. You notice he's less and less in the limelight. Al Sharpton is kind of muscled him out of the way. Dr. Lowry is kind of retired, and we hear little from him. But I think, King was a very sophisticated guy. You know, here's a man who helped organize those massive campaigns in places like Birmingham and Montgomery and Selma. You know, this was at the highest level of sort of activism and protest that required a great deal of orchestration, almost a ballet, if you will, of things that had to be put into place to make that happen successfully. I don't think he'd be very complimentary to what he would see going on today. Again, it's always risky to speculate what someone who's now deceased would be saying about today's activities. But knowing how he viewed things and kind of his kind of the honor in which he approached the things that he was doing, I think he'd be a bit appalled by kind of the antics of somebody like Al Sharpton, for instance, as well as some other folks that now claim the mantle. I've said mainly these people like Sharpton and others today are kind of standing in the shadows of giants like King and kind of huffing the fumes of a bygone era. And I think he'd be a bit saddened by what he sees today.
We're talking with Joe Hicks, a member of the Project 21 Black Conservative Leadership Network. He's the former executive director of the Greater Los Angeles chapter of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. Mr. Hicks, what teachings, what mindset of Dr. King do you think would be best for folks on all sides of this debate to pursue and to follow right now?
Well, you know, one of the things I think that he will always be remembered for, of course, was that incredible quote that he gave in Washington, D.C., at the first March on Washington, where he implored people, of course, to look at other people not based on the color of their skin, but of the by the content of their character. And that's something else I think he'd be disappointed in, is that we have this sort of racial identity politics that we see being played out in many of these current protests. And I think that really wasn't Dr. King was all about. He wanted us to move past racialism and look at each other based on who we were as individuals, not so much judging people by what their skin color might indicate to others, you know. That's a bit muddy, I think, these days, and I think that Americans today at least should really stop a minute and really contemplate the weight and strength of those words that he uttered in 1963.
As you mentioned, it's always difficult to try and surmise what someone who's been deceased for now 47 years almost would say about present circumstances. But both sides, because of the deep respect for Dr. King, often like to use his quotes, his thoughts on various issues, and inject them into the current debate. It makes sense given how highly regarded he is now. It seems for folks on the right, there's this kind of assumption that Dr. King would not have drifted as far left as many others that participated in the civil rights movement at the time. What's your thought on that? And if you agree with that, why don't you think he would have?
Well, you know, some argue that clearly as he moved into the sort of struggle around the Vietnam War, that he did certainly move left in terms of his kind of analysis of the United States and its involvement in foreign wars. But, you know, he was, after all, a man who embraced nonviolence, so it seemed to make sense, though some argue, and I agree, that he had moved somewhat to his left as he embraced that that struggle against the war in Vietnam. So, again, if were he alive, he'd be something like 86 years old today. What would he be saying about, things like drones being utilized by President Obama? Would he agree with that or would he disagree with that? We just don't know. You know, now, obviously, those who are still alive, people like Jackson and even to some degree John Lewis, are extremely liberal in their politics. Would King have followed that road? I don't know. It's possible that he might have, but again, that's kind of speculation. A lot has changed and shifted in the culture, particularly, black culture and black activism. It's taken some interesting kinds of roads, and I'm not sure King would have been on board for all of that, but we don't know ultimately where he might have gone politically or ideologically.
How do we make this more than just a one-day reflection on Dr. King? And obviously, as events warrant, as I mentioned before, we'll sometimes look back at the thoughts and beliefs of Dr. King on various issues. But what are some of the takeaways from his legacy, in your opinion, that can help to influence debate on a day-to-day basis rather than just the third Monday in January?
Well, see, that's the problem. You know, once popular culture gets hold of somebody's legacy and their image, it often gets not so much tarnished, but it becomes, we see kids reciting, some of the phrases that he might have uttered in their classrooms. How much of that sticks? Even today, we got a day off. How much Americans will, they may catch some phrase. I mean, you got McDonald's, for God's sake, running ads featuring Dr. King. So everybody tries to get a piece of this man, and King is not unique in that. I mean, the American culture has a way of kind of rendering people as kind of innocuous in some kinds of ways. But how do you prevent that from happening? It's hard to do because that's what the culture does. That's particularly what pop culture does. We see the movie Selma just came out that distorts history, and I think King would have been a little unhappy with how events were treated by, again, a movie put out by Hollywood attempting to characterize him and the movement. So we live in a world where pop culture can do some bad things sometimes.
Mr. Hicks, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for taking time today to be with us. We appreciate it.
Good to be with you.
Joe Hicks is a member of the Project 21 Black Conservative Leadership Network. He is also the former executive director of the Greater Los Angeles chapter of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, which, of course, was founded by Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.